You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Nikki Field studied art at Western Michigan University. She has countless oil paintings and graphite drawings in her home. But until a few months ago, not many people saw them. That is, until a very persistent friend of hers heard about the art hop at the Northside Association for Community Development.
I'll paint or draw something and just put it away. And no one will ever see it. And she's like, they told me they were starting art shows down here at the NACD building. Get your stuff together because we're going to put some stuff in it.
At the last art hop in May, Fields displayed a painting of Eve from the Bible, a selfie of a friend showing off her tattoo, also a painting, and two images of ballerinas, among other things. What is it about ballerinas? Did you dance?
When I was a very small kid, I used to, but I love ballerinas because when you draw them, they have, like, you can see in the next picture, the drawing, they have great definition. And when it's shadowy, when the light and darks play great shadow games on their bodies.
If you missed Field's work last art hop, it's unlikely that you saw it at the NACD the next day. Director Maddie Jordan Wood says there are too many things going on at the center to leave art up all month. But that's about to change. Jordan Woods walked me into a back room that by August will be filled with art.
We have so many events, meetings, wedding receptions, that we can't just leave it up because they have different color themes. So we thought, you know, why not create a gallery that we'll be able to hang the paintings, transpose them, and they'll be up all month, and people can still, if they missed it, they can come and see it.
Jordan Wood says the hop has outgrown the community room. When the NACD first participated in February, only about 20 people came. Now, she says, about 100 people walk through NACD's doors every hop. Jordan Wood says the organization wants to recreate the rich arts community that was a part of the North Side when she was a kid.
You know, when we were younger, there was always some type of festival, dance, there was art around the neighborhood, you know, there was in buildings, they sold paintings, especially black art. You would go into one of those small businesses and they would have black art that you could purchase. And you don't see it anymore.
You know, why is that?
I think they got older, they moved away, and it wasn't passed down to generations.
To get the next generation involved, Jordan Wood says the NACD is planning a 6-week-long art camp for kids.
To inspire them to be, you know, express themselves through paper.
The NACD also hopes to bring in new, unknown artists out of the woodwork. In the community room, a large mirror fills most of one wall. It's tagged with a small sign that says, "Do you see a Northside artist?"
The inspiration behind that is that there are a lot of people that know how to draw, but to themselves, they think, I'm not that good. And somebody else sees their work and like, wow, like Nikki.
Nikki Field says showing her work at the NACD has exposed her to talented artists and poets in her neighborhood that she might never have known about.
Like a lot of people, like, Nikki, I didn't know you could draw like that. It's like, I don't really show my stuff, but now you have a place where the neighborhood people can come and see your stuff and even put their stuff up.
The new gallery at the Northside Association for Community Development will be unveiled in August. The NACD is looking for new artists to show at their art hops. For more info, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.